Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's Varsity Boys basketball game. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Tonight's game features the Seeger Patriots at the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. We thank you for listening. Clock's getting ready to empty out right here. Pre-game is ended. We're getting ready for the national anthem. I'm sure it's going to be preluded by prayer. Absolutely. The Seeger Patriots, they have a school enrollment of 380. Their school was founded in 1957. Their class 2A sectional 38. In their sectional, there are six. That's Carroll of Flora, Clinton Prairie, Fountain Central, Rossville, Seeger, and Western Boone. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They have a school enrollment of 293. Their school was founded in 1956. Their gym capacity right here, 3,028. Their class 1A, sectional 54, six in their sectional. Their sectional is Attica, Clinton Central, Covington, Faith Christian, Lafayette Central Catholic, and North Vermilion. They're getting ready for the national anthem. We're going to set this down for opening prayer and national anthem. That's our national anthem. That was Memorex, but sounds great. In the United States of America. We'll mention tonight's lineup, so then we'll start like this. First for the Seeger Patriots. Starting lineup number 3, Cameron Laws. He's a 5'8" sophomore. Number 11, that's Cameron Ford. He's a 6-foot senior. Number 12, Luke Plumer. He's a 6'1" sophomore. Number 33, that's Owen Snedeker. Owen Snedeker is a junior. He's 6'3". The final starter in the lineup for Seeger, number 34, Christian Holland. Christian Holland is a 6-foot sophomore. The head coach for the Seeger Patriots, John Collins. Now, starting lineup for the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Starting tonight, number 10, Ben Mazur. He's a junior, 6'1". Number 22, starting tonight, that's Clark Barrett. Clark Barrett, a senior, 6'5" tall. Number 23, that's Tanner Fields. Tanner Fields is a junior, 6'2". Number 24, Clark Obermiller. Clark Obermiller, a senior, 6'5" tall. And number 34, Albert Schwartz. Albert Schwartz, a sophomore, 6'5" tall. The head coach of the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights is David Barrett. David Barrett and John Collins, they got together before the JV contest. They stood there, they had conversations, they did the same thing before the varsity contest. It's all about sportsmanship, and that governs the basketball game. So they're talking it over right now. We'll let you know. The trainer, the Central Catholic on hand tonight, Lafayette Central Catholic trainer, 2021-22, that's Sarah Igo. Sarah Igo is recently enjoying matrimony, and that is God's design. We'll let you know the officials tonight. They are John Omer, Josh Cook, and Stephen Helder. They're getting ready to jump it up right now. Central Catholic wearing white. They're going to jump it up right now and sift to the backcourt, picked up by Central Catholic. 23, Tanner Fields in the frontcourt. Behind the arc, you're kicking out top. Number 10, Ben Mazur. They're working around the perimeter, trying to get inside. Barrett's trying to pass inside. It's deflected, picked up by the Seeger Patriots. We're working it in the front court right now. First possession for Seeger. Out top of the basketball, number 3, Cameron Laws. They'll drill it around. They'll hand it off to Owen Snedeker. Snedeker, the scorer in tonight's ball game for Seeger, does a pretty good job. Snedeker, a year ago, averaged 12.7. Shot, 3-point bomb, good. Left elbow extended. That's number 3, Cameron Laws. Seeger takes an early 3-0 advantage. Working the ball around the perimeter outside there. It's Barrett. It's Clark Barrett. He'll dribble it and pass it outside. They'll move back around the perimeter. 24, Clark over Miller. They try to pass, it goes out of bounds and deflected. It's going to belong to Seager. Going to bring the ball in front of the Seager bench. Right there, John Collins roaming the sideline right there. He is in the pocket. David Barrett taking a seat right there to the end of the bench right there by the guys keeping the score. Ball's in the front court. Seager Patriots working out to Snedeker. Snedeker being guarded right here by Albert Schwartz. He'll drill it around. He'll take a quick pass to the other baseline. Inside baseline, take a shot. Wouldn't go. He'll go to the foul stripe. That's number 34, Christian Holland. Christian Holland is going to shoot twice. Foul's going to be whistled on Central Catholic. Going to call this one on 34, Albert Schwartz. First shot, good. Free throw. Makes the 4-0 contest. At the free throw stripe is Christian Holland. A year ago, he shot 73%. Second shot on the way, got it. It's a 5-0 contest. Seager in front. They bring the ball in. Across the timeline, left side of the gym. Right there, they're moving inside. 34 is Schwartz. Back outside, they'll reset the offense with Ben Mazur. Right side, they'll bounce pass in with Obermiller. Getting inside to Clark Barrett in the paint. They go off the glass, wouldn't go. He got fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot two. First foul whistled in the contest on Seager. Foul's called on 33, Owen Snedeker. Snedeker picked up his first foul in the contest. First shot rattles around, falls in for Clark Barrett. The 5-1 contest. Barrett will have one more. 6:24 left for the first quarter. Grim down, wouldn't go. Rebound. Going to be a tie-up, no call. It's picked up out there by 34 Schwartz. It's in the front court once again. It's Central Catholic. They'll dish it down low. It'll bounce around. Ben Mazur takes a shot. Foul call. Mazur going to go to the stripe. Mazur in the paint there. Came down with a loose ball. Went back up with a shot. Got fouled in the act of shooting. That foul's going to be whistled on number 3, Cameron Laws. Cameron Laws picked up his first team foul, number 2. At free throw line, Ben Mazur, first shot good. Ben Mazur a year ago shot 67% from the free throw stripe. He's got one more. He'll fly it. He'll get both of them. 5-3 contest, Seager by 2. 6:12 left in the first quarter. It works to the front court right there. Snedeker, he'll bounce it. Out there collected there by Luke Plumer. Cross court pass behind the arc. It's Snedeker. He'll have to dish off. Good defense there by number 10, Ben Mazur. In the front court, moving around the perimeter. Elbow extended, left side, wouldn't go. 3-point shot missed by Luke Plumer. Ball's loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. The arrow possession is going to give it back to Seager. Possession arrow, they'll bring it in from the side court. Substitution in the ball game, going to be the first sub. For Central Catholic, number 30, Alex Hardebeck. Taking a breather is Albert Schwartz. Going to bring it in the front court to the corner. They'll bring it back out. They'll throw it around the perimeter. Skip pass there. Ends up in the hands of Cameron Laws. Back out top of the basketball. It's number 12, Luke Plumer. He'll hand off. They'll keep it out top near the logo here at Central Catholic. Baseline drive. Reverse layup. Good. A good shot. Number 12, that's Luke Plumer. It's a 7-3 contest, Seager in front. Out top of the basketball, Clark Barrett. Guarding him is Snedeker. He'll dribble in, he'll take an elbow shot left side, it'll rim around, hit the backboard and fall in. 2 points for Clark Barrett. 7-5 contest. Seager by 2, balls in the front court. Seager Patriots. Moving it around the perimeter. Moving the feet good, Central Catholic Knights playing defense well. They're working out top, Cameron Laws. Thought about a shot, he'll kick it back out. Straight away, they'll move it left side behind the arc to Snedeker. On the dribble, behind the back dribble, he'll take a shot left-handed, floated over there, goes over the basket, picked up there by Central Catholic's Obermiller. From the corner, 3-point shot would go for Barrett. They'll kick it down low, off the glass, good. 24, Clark Obermiller, credit a good pass from Ben Mazur. Out top of the basketball, 7-7. Tie game, we're at the 4:22 mark in the first quarter. working his left right side, take a shot from the lefty. Wouldn't go. That was Plumer. Rebound collected right there by number 10, Ben Mazur. And we can see the front court in a hurry. Baseline jumper, about a 10-footer, wouldn't go. That shot taken by 23, Tanner Fields. Back the other direction. Seeker, Patriots with the possession. Way out behind the arc, position right side, Snedeker. Snedeker gets the ball back from Luke Plumer. Elbow right side, Snedeker. He'll dish it back out top, number 11. That's Cameron Ford. Looking for a good shot right here. They're moving in around the perimeter. They're working underneath now. 12, Plumer kicks it back out to Snedeker behind the arc. Tipped away, going to be steeled by Ben Mazur. He's going to dribble off. He'll pass underneath. Two-point shot, good. 23, Tanner Fields. Another good pass by Ben Mazur. Going to be a foul called in the front court. Secret Patriots going to be called on Central Catholic. They're going to whistle this foul. Going to be a second foul on Central Catholic. That's two on both sides. They're going to whistle this foul on 23. Tanner Fields, he picked up his first. Tanner Fields going to take a breather. He's going to set down in the ball game. Number 20, Nick Page. He's a sophomore, 5'11". Pass it to the backcourt. Seeker going to bring it across the timeline. On the dribble, 34, right there. Christian Holland. Baseline jumper, going to be a block shot. Baseline jumper right there, Luke Plumer. Block shot, Central Catholic. That was Obermiller. Behind the arc. Right elbow extended. Three-point shot wouldn't go. He gets his own board. That's number 30, Central Catholic, Alex Hardebeck. Down low. They chase off. Two-point basket in the paint off the glass for Alfred Schwartz. On the dribble, and the paint gets it back out behind the arc. To the corner. On the dribble drive. That's number 23, Tanner Fields. Dishes it back out to Luke Plumer. Throws it inside. It's intercepted. Central Catholic, Albert Schwartz to the front court. In the corner baseline, bring it back out. That was Ben Mazur. Moves it around the circle right there behind the arc. Going to be a pass inside. It'll go hard off the glass. Wouldn't go. Shot taken right there. Would go for Albert Schwartz. Calls in the front court. 2:18 on the first quarter clock. It's 11-7 in favor of Seeger. Bounce pass in the front court. Seeger Patriots with the basketball. On the dribble right there, 23, Michael Winchester. Michael Winchester in the game for Seeger. He's a 6'2" and sophomore. On the dribble, going to kick it back out. Going to be saved right there, saved underneath. Picked up by Central Catholic. They'll go coast to coast. They'll get a bucket, and they'll try the and one as a foul committed by Seeger. Credit the bucket, 24, Clark Obermiller. Obermiller going to shoot one more, but not before a timeout is issued. 1:51 on the game clock, 13-7, Seeger Patriots in front. Want to remind you, congratulations are in order, LCC Lady Knights Basketball. They finished the IU Hoop Classic. They went 2-1, but they got a big win over the Harrison Lady Raiders, 47-41. Those games took place November 16, 19, and 20. So pretty good game in the works right here. A year ago, this game took place at Seeger. Putney in sports was there. Seeger got the win by two. It was 46-44. That was on November 25th of 2020. That game was tied with less than 10 seconds to go. I was for sure we were going overtime. Seeger took a shot outside the right outside the paint. And a putback two-point shot off the glass near the buzzer was the ball game, 46-44. Both these teams have played in the last 2 years. They have split. Central Catholic got the win 2 years ago right here. Shot wouldn't go. Three-point play wouldn't happen right there. Central Catholic gets the board. To keep it alive in the corner, they bring it back out. Behind the arc, number 30, Alex Hardebeck. Trying to get it inside. They try to get it back inside to 24, Clark Obermiller. Foul's going to be whistled. Whistle right there, number 12, Luke Plumer. Homer picked up his first team foul, number 4, checking out the ballgame, taking the breather for the night. It's 24 over Miller. Back in the game is Clark Barrett, 22, in the paint. They kick it back out on the dribble. Bounce to the baseline. Albert Schwartz with the basketball. They'll work it back out top. Clark Barrett moves the left side behind the arc on the dribble. He'll find a low lane right there. He goes out of bounds. Last touch by Seeger. Pretty good dribble drive right there for Lafayette Central Catholic. That was number 20, Nick Page. Ball's going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Looking. Going to have to get rid of it. Brings it inside. It's tipped away. It's picked up by Seeger. Going to be a foul call. Going to whistle a foul on Lafayette Central Catholic. They'll bring the ball in from the backcourt, side court, I should say. They're going to whistle this foul on Central Catholic. The Knights with 3 fouls here in the first half. Going to whistle that foul on number 30, Alex Hardevec. He has 1. On the dribble in the front court, Cameron Law is going to dish off right side behind the arc. That's 34, Christian Highland. Highland being guarded right there by Tanner Fields. Going to be a pass in, tipped away, stolen. Going to go off the glass, left side, left landed layup. Good for 23, Tanner Fields. Credit the steal to number 20. That's Nick Page. The 15-7 contest. I think they got the scoreboard. They might have went the other way with it. We'll double check. Central Catholic does have at least 9. They'll get that corrected. 36.7 seconds left. The official score is actually the book. Not a lot of people can see the book. A lot of people see the scoreboard. So they get the score correct. Then they go right side off the glass. Wouldn't go. Shot taken. Snedeker. Rebound out there. Central Catholic. Behind arc. They're working inside. Alley-oop type play. Wouldn't go there. That was Albert Schwartz. Back the other direction. 3-point land. Good. Credit the board. Assist made a 3-point shot. Cameron Long. A 5'8 sophomore. Ball's in the front court, I should say back court, stolen by Seeger. First quarter buzzer sounds. At the end of 1, the Knights 15, and the Seeger Patriots 10. So we'll mention this game is being played here at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street. Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. If you'd like to call Lafayette Central Catholic, their number is 765-474-2496. You can visit them on the web at lccathletics.com, on Twitter at lcc_athletics. I'll mention Central Catholic is going to have a baseball camp. It's going to happen on December 22nd. It's going to be a one-day camp. It's going to be just before Christmas. If you go to lccathletics.com, you can find out necessary information for your youngster to attend that camp. Again, that's on the December 22nd, a one-day camp right here at Central Catholic Knights High School. We're going to end down the basketball. Half court right there. It's going to belong to the Patriots. It's going to be brought in back court. They get it in to Christian Highland. You're across the timeline. They'll dish it off left side. Snedeker drops the dribble. Pick it back up. Work it back to Highland. At top of the basketball, number 12, that's Luke Plumer. Works it right side behind the arc. 23, Winchester. Michael Winchester in the ballgame. He did not start. He's a 6'2 sophomore. Lost the handle. To be stolen by Central Catholic. Tanner Fields off the glass. Left-handed layup. 17-10. Central Catholic in front. Out top. 3-point shot. For the lefty. Good. Credit the bucket. 23, Michael Winchester. 7:15 left here in the second quarter. Out top of the basketball, they're moving around. Schwartz passes around, touches the hands of Fields. They'll move it inside. Right there, Schwartz lost the handle. It's picked up by Seeger. A triple team right there lost the handle. In the front court now, Seeger Patriots. Snedeker, going to take a three, going to drive on it. Couldn't get a shot away, ball kicked away, picked up by Ben Mazur. Going to save it from going out of bounds. To Central Catholic, right into the hands of Cameron Love. Of Seeger, three-point shot outside the arc right there, wouldn't go for Snedeker. That's Owen Snedeker. Snedeker is a junior class member, 6'3". 6.5 minutes left. We're in the second quarter. Out top, three-point shot, turnaround shot for Clark Barrett. Wouldn't go from three-point land. Go back the other direction off the glass. Snedeker couldn't get the shot to fall. Rebound Barrett. He'll get it up ahead. Barrett, a year ago, averaged 8.5 rebounds per game. 2-point shot off the glass, credit the bucket to Schwartz. 19-13, a 6-point advantage for Central Catholic. Under 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. Got three subs waiting to check in. 2 for Seeger Patriots, 1 for Central Catholic. Foul ball outside, Luke Plumer. Out top, inside the arc, going to be a 2-point basket. Again, that's number 23, Michael Winchester. He's lighting up. 5:36 on the game clock. Going to be a foul call. Snedeker going to get called for a holding foul. Clark Barrett was going baseline. Snedeker trying to slow his progress. Going to pick up the foul. Snedeker has 2 in the ballgame. Team foul number 5. Going to check in with some substitutions. We'll get them mentioned as the game goes on. Going to be brought in. Ride the bucket on the baseline. Brought in right there by Tanner Fields. Gets it in to 14. Billy Owens. Billy Owens in the game. 2-point shot underneath. Wouldn't go. That was Tanner Fields. Back the other direction. Seeger Patriots. Long 3-point shot. Off the mark. Didn't draw iron. A shot taken by Michael Winchester. He hears the Boo Birds in the audience. Air ball. That's common denominator right there for the other team. It's okay. 5:14 on the game clock. Ball's in the front court. Central Catholic. Working down low. Turnaround jumper. Wouldn't go off the glass for Ben Major. Looking for a foul. No foul called. They throw it up in the front court. A little bit too deep. And it's picked up by Central Catholic. Clark Barrett. He'll dish it off. Clark Barrett behind the arc. Back pedal dribble. He'll work it right side behind the arc. Into the hands of Billy Owens. Right, I should say left side, left elbow extended, he'll take a 3. Clark Barrett, long off the rim, wouldn't fall. Rebound out of there, 34, Christian Holland, Seeger Patriots. Behind the arc, they'll reset the offense. They'll work in the air in the hands of 14, Peyton Reynolds. Peyton Reynolds in the ballgame, a sophomore, 5'10". On the dribble, inside the arc, 3 points, I should say 2-point shot. Wouldn't fall, that shot taken. By number 4, Caden Peterson. Peterson, a 6'1" junior. They're working to the corner. Ben Mazur. 3-point shot, rims out long. Karen's long. He's going to be tapped down in the front court of Seeger. He's going to release it right there. Pretty good effort. Saving that ball with Christian Holland. Goes back the other direction. They'll get it to Clark Barrett. Barrett's going to get fouled as he does the reverse jump shot right here under the hook, under the rim, he'll go to strike. He'll shoot one more. That foul's whistled on number 11, Cameron Ford. Cameron Ford has 2 in the ballgame, 6 thus far in the first half on Seeger. He'll take a breather right there, checking out the ballgame for Seeger. Number 11, that's Cameron Ford. He'll check out with 2 fouls. At the free throw line, 3-point play opportunity, rims off, wouldn't go. Clark Barrett got the 2, couldn't get the 3. 21-15, 6-point advantage for Central Catholic. In the front court on the dribble, 14, Peyton Reynolds. Out top, number 12, Luke Plumer. They'll go to the hoop harder. They'll get fouled. Try to outside the paint right there. Shot wouldn't go, but he'll shoot 2. Foul's going to be whistled. Central Catholic is number 30, Alex Hardabeth. He'll pick up his 2nd in the ballgame. Team foul number 4 on Central Catholic. Left-handed free throw shooter. First one, good. Number 12, Luke Plumer at the charity stripe. Taking a breather for Central Catholic is number 30, Alex Hardebeck. second shot up and rims off, rims around, fell off, went to go. Rebound, Clark Barrett. They'll hand off point guard right there. That's number 20, Nick Page. He's going to hand off in the backcourt 23, Tanner Fields. Page with the basketball, he'll bring it out top. The circle, thick at the dribble, working left side. 34, Albert Schwartz. Schwartz down low, they're trying alley-oop to Clark Barrett, wouldn't go. Falls loose, still loose, it's finally picked up by Seeger. Tried to pick up Luke Comer to the front court. On the dribble now is Holland. Ball tipped out of bounds, going to belong to Seeger. 3:12 left, we're in the second quarter. Central Catholic by 5, it's 21-16. Going to bring it in right in the bucket on the baseline. Trigger man is Holland, he'll take it out top. Near the center circle, but still in the front court on the dribble. 14, Peyton Reynolds. Peyton Reynolds on an extended dribble, he's going to get a traveling violation. He picked that ball up, took an extra half a step. To give the ball back to Central Catholic. Unforced error. They will overcome. 3:02. We're inside 3 minutes. 21-16, a 5-point leader. Central Catholic. Out top of the basketball, Schwartz. We're sitting left side, 23, Tanner Fields. Give it back to Schwartz. Out top to Tanner. He'll take a floater from the free throw line. Got it. Tanner Fields, 2-point bucket. It's 23-16, Central Catholic. By 7. 2:37 on the game clock. Out top, 3-point shot, rims around, ready to go. That was Luke Comer. Boarding the basketball right there with 14, Peyton Reynolds. Going to be a foul call right here behind the arc. It's going to be whistled on Central Catholic. Central Catholic picked up number 5 in the first half. Thus far, Seeger with 6. That foul whistled on number 20, Nick Page. He has 1 in the contest. 2:25 on the game clock. In the front court with the basketball. Going to dribble around, going to pass it out of there. 14, Peyton Reynolds, long 3. Did not draw iron. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Central Catholic. They'll bring it in from the backcourt, 84 feet. 2:13 on the game clock. 23-16, a 7-point advantage for Central Catholic. Going to be a foul call. Going to be foul number 7. Central Catholic going to go to the stripe, going to shoot the 1 and bonus. Going to the stripe is number 20, Nick Page. Nick Page going to shoot the 1 and bonus. A foul whistle upon number 14, Kate Reynolds. He's got 1. Bounce high, bounce around, ready to go. Head back. Put back wasn't good the first time. That was Clark Overmiller. Second time was a charm. Got the second put back. Cracking up. He's working some rebounds right here, but his shot percentage is going down. But he got the bucket at 25-16. 1:48 on the game clock. Tipped away, stolen in the front court by Central Catholic. Credit to steal. Central Catholic, Albert Schwartz. Ball's in the backcourt, crossing the timeline now on the dribble is Nick Page. Behind the arc, going to be a timeout. Check that. They're going to whistle. They're going to call a foul off the ball. 23, Tanner Fields. They go back the other way. Check in right there. They didn't let the gentleman check in. But anyway, 1:28 on the game clock. 25-16. There's 2 ready to check in. 1 for each team. Out top of the basketball, way out top 14, Peyton Reynolds. Going to slow it up a bit. 75 seconds left in the first half. Works it behind the arc on the dribble at 23, Michael Winchester. Touches the hands of Luke Plumer. Now in the hands of point guard 14, Peyton Reynolds. Works the right side, Christian Holland. Elbow, right side, good. Press the bucket. Seeger Patriots, 14. That's Peyton Reynolds. 48 seconds left in the quarter. Driving hard to the hoop. Going to be off a foot. Right there. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Central Catholic. Tanner Fields. Back in the ballgame for Central Catholic. Number 10, Ben Major. 45 seconds left. First half. It's 25-18. Central Catholic by 7. Out top of the basketball. That's Cameron Laws. He's being guarded right there closely by Nick Page. To the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Rimmed out short. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by Seeker Patriot. 34, Christian Holland. Caroms over. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Central Catholic. 28.2 seconds remaining. First half. Could be brought in. The dribble across the sideline. That's Nick Page. Working the right side. Directing traffic. To get back to Clark Barrett outside the arc. Out top of the basketball. They're moving around. Touches the hands of Obermiller. Back out top. 3-point shot on the way. Ben Mazur wouldn't go. Rebound put back by Clark Barrett. Wouldn't fall. They're fighting for the board. Back in. Under the bucket right there. Does fall. 34. Albert Schwartz. Long shot. Half court at the buzzer. Off the rim. Nearly went. Pretty good shot there. Half court. Christian Holland. Did not fall. We'll go to halftime. Central Catholic in front by 9, 27-18. Pretty good ball game in the works. If I remember correctly, last year at Seeger, that's a good ball game also. And we are at halftime. We'll remind you. We'll let you know if you didn't know the Indiana Pacers. They got a good win November 20th. Just 4 days ago, they got a win over the New Orleans Pelicans. They beat the Pelicans 111-94. They came back on the 22nd, a couple days later, played at Chicago. Chicago leading the division right there. The Pacers defeated the Chicago Bulls 109-77. Right now, your Indiana Pacers are 8-11. They're playing tonight, Wednesday the 24th. Los Angeles Lakers are in the house at Gainbridge right there in downtown Indianapolis. If I haven't said it yet, I'd like to mention a happy Thanksgiving for all listening and all who are not listening. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great day tomorrow with family and friends. We'll also mention a little bit about the Seeker Patriots. Seeker Patriots High School, located at 1222 State Road 263. That's in West Lebanon, Indiana, 47991. You can dial them at the school at 765-893-4445. You can reach them on the website at SeekerPatriots.com. On Twitter, you can find him at Seeker Patriots, the singular. They wear the colors scarlet and navy along with white. They participate in the Wabash River Conference. That Wabash River Conference alphabetically is like this. There are 8 teams in their conference. That's Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, Riverton Park, Seeker Patriots, and South Vermilion. We'll let you know the principal at Seeker High School is Zach Cotton. The athletic director, he was most instrumental for putting me in sports. That's Nate Davis. We'll let you know the head coach of the Seeker Patriots basketball team is John Collins. He's working in year number 12 at Seeker High School. He's 136 wins, 107 losses. The next game on the agenda for the Seeker Patriots is going to happen Friday, December 3rd. The Seeker Patriots will travel to South Newton. They'll do battle with the Rebels. We'll finish up with this Lafayette Central Catholic note. We'll let you know Lafayette Central Catholic performs in the Hoosier Conference. They wear navy and white. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have 5 in the East Division and 5 in the West Division. In the East Division, they have Hamilton Heights, Lewis Cass, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West Division, they have Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. will mention that on the 30th, they're going to have their tournament at West Lafayette Jets High School. In game one, it's going to be Lafayette Central Catholic versus the Twin Lakes Indians. That game will start at 6 p.m. That's on November 30th. And we'll also mention Lafayette Jeff head coach, Mark Barnheiser. He is just one win away from capturing his 500th victory as a varsity basketball coach. He's working in his 38th season overall. So we'll also mention the head coach for the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights is David Barrett. David Barrett is a 1987 Central Catholic Knight graduate. He's got 285 wins, 124 losses, working in year number 17 at Central Catholic High School. We'll mention the next game on the agenda. We've already let you know what's going to happen the 30th of this month. They'll be at Lafayette Jeff High School in Central Catholic. We'll do battle with Twin Lakes at 6 p.m. We'll mention the administration for Central Catholic High School. The principal is Mrs. Melissa Robertson. Got to talk to her a little bit just a while ago, along with Mr. Bourdain, ex-Terry Bourdain, his mom. And we'll also mention the athletic director for Central Catholic is Tim Bourdain. He is also an 87 graduate of Central Catholic. He played basketball. He played all the sports right there with David Barrett. They were teammates along with being classmates. The assistant athletic director, there are two of them at Central Catholic. One of them is Nate Dino. The second one is Julia Genhart. And halftime right here, 4:12 left on the intermission clock. And I will remind you a little bit about Hoosier Conference boys basketball. These are the varsity coaches in the East and West Division. These are accurate for 2021-22 in the East Division. Lewis Taft King, the head coach, is Kyle Johnson, working in year number 3. Hamilton High Tuskies head coach is Chad Ballinger, 278-207 in his 22nd year overall at Hamilton Heights, 201-124 in his 15th season. Northwestern Tigers, that's Jim Gish. Jim Gish, the head varsity basketball coach at Northwestern, 243-129, working in year number 18. Tipton Blue Devils basketball coach is Cliff Hawkins, working in year number 3 at Tipton, 29 wins, 19 losses for Tipton Blue Devils. Cliff Hawkins, overall, this is his 41st season. 526 wins, 378 losses. That's Cliff Hawkins at Tipton. Western Panthers head coach, Michael Lewis. He's working in year number 5 at Western. 53 wins, 40 losses. Overall, he's in his 12th season. 152 wins, 106 losses. In the West Division, Denton Central Bison head coach is Zach Ray. Zach Ray working in year number 3, 20 wins, 27 losses. That COVID snuck out of there and got some of the games. It evaporated some of those. We'll get most of them back this season, we're hoping. Central Catholic Knights head coach David Barrett, 17th year at Central Catholic. 285 wins, 124 losses. Rensselaer Central Bombers head coach is Chad Culver. Fifth season at Rensselaer. He's got 50 wins, 42 losses. Head coach at Twin Lakes Indians, he's one of my favorites. That's Kent Adams. Kent Adams at Twin Lakes High School, 26th season at Twin Lakes, 350 wins, 237 losses. Overall, Kent Adams is a 34-year coach. 34 years in the making, 420 wins, 342 losses. And the final one at the bottom of the West Division is West Lafayette Red Devils. West Lafayette Red Devils has a new coach. It's Jacob Van Arzell. He's not related to Tom and the twin Van Arzell, but he's going to coach his first game, and probably tonight, as a varsity head basketball coach. I was talking to Ken Adams. He tells me Jacob Van Arzell's dad, pretty good varsity coach in his own right. So we're getting ready for second half action. 47 seconds on the intermission clock. We're going to bring it in from half court. And we'll mention, you're listening to PutneySports.com. Beginning in 2008, PutneySports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. And baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights High School. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutneySports.com. Ball's going to be inbound. It's going to belong to Central Catholic. We brought in a half court. Central Catholic going to start with 23, Tanner Fields. 10, Ben Mazur. 34, Albert Schwartz. 22, Clark Barrett. And 24, Clark Obermiller. In the front court, Central Catholic out top. They work the right side. The dribble in on the dribble there. 23, Tanner Fields. They'll move it back inside off the glass. Underneath, two-point bucket. Good. Clark Obermiller. 29-18, a nine-point advantage. Take that back to 11-point advantage for Central Catholic. Going to work baseline right here at Stedeker. He'll bounce it back out to the baseline corner. They'll work it back around the perimeter out top. Touches the hands of Luke Plumer. He'll work it down low. The Laws trying to work it inside. Going to be a foul call. He's trying to work it inside to Christian Holland, 34. Fouls with from Central Catholic. Ben Mazur going to pick up his first foul in the contest. First foul, second half, Central Catholic. Going to be brought in right of the bucket. Baseline brought in right there, Christian Holland. Stepping up, taking a shot right there is a lefty. Number 12, Luke Plumer. 6'1" sophomore. 7:07. We're in the third quarter at Central Catholic High School. Just one day before Thanksgiving. Off the glass, down low, wouldn't go. That's Clark Barrett. Got his own board, put it back up and in. Two-point bucket for Clark Barrett. 31-20. Again, an 11-point advantage for Central Catholic. On the dribble out top. They'll work it back to Laws. Laws going to take a floater. Way to go. Rebound out of there. Schwartz. Going to hit the point guard right there. 23, Tanner Fields. Out top in front of the scorer's bench. Just float one in to Clark Barrett. He'll work his way down. He'll go off the glass from inside the paint. He'll get the bucket, and he'll get fouled. He'll shoot one more. They're going to whistle this foul on Owen Snedeker, 33. That's the first foul, second half on Seeker. Snedeker picks up number 3 in the ballgame. Coach John Collins going to have to make a decision on Snedeker. That ball rims off the rim, wouldn't go. 2 points good. 3 points play not good. For Clark Barrett, 33-20, 13-point advantage for Central Catholic. On the dribble out top, between the legs, Cameron Laws. Trying to work it inside to Snedeker. It's stolen by Clark Barrett. Hit the hard off the glass, straight on. It'll bounce right in. Clark Barrett for two. Difficult shot right there. Probably give out an 8 out of 10 of difficulty. Made the shot. 35-20 out top, 17-footer, I should say, would go for Stedeker. Rebound out of there, collected by Albert Schwartz to the front court, from the baseline, corner. He'll work it back around, it's Ben Mazur. He'll get a shot away, that's going to be number 23, Tanner Fields. 3-point shot good, pretty much in front of the Knights bench, timeout called by the Seeker Patriots. 5:37 left. Here in the third quarter, Got some interesting piece of paper in front of me. Indiana boys, career scoring leaders. You know, at the top, from eighth grade on, he was sharp. Bobby Knight wanted him. That's Damon Bailey. Damon Bailey's at number one, 1990 graduate, 3,134 points. You probably remember Deshaun Thomas, Fort Wayne Lures, 2010 graduate. He's at number three, 3,018 points. Romeo Langford, I'm going to go back to number four. That's Luke Brown. Luke Brown out of Packard. He was going to go to Sets, and he decided not to. He's at Ball State now. He's going to miss 1 year. He's not going to lose any eligibility, though. Starting next year, he'll have 4 years. At number four in scoring, state of Indiana, that's Luke Brown from Blackburn, 2021 graduate, 3,011 points. And again, number five, that's Romeo Langford from New Albany, 2018 graduate, 3,002 points. So we'll leave it right there. We'll get to Rick Mount in just a moment. Next time out, we'll talk about that. They're going to bring it 84 feet. Speaker Patriots going to bring it the distance. Going to be brought in, number four, Caden Peterson. He'll bounce it in, number 34, Christian Holland, across the sideline at a walk pace. He'll pick up the dribble. Defense working good. They converge, Central Catholic. They're working into Snedeker. Picks up his dribble. Three-point shot outside the arc. Rims off, would go. Shot taken by Winchester. Putback is good. Two-point bucket. Seeger, it's 38-22. They're working inside. Going to be a push foul. Going to go to the stripe. Took the shot. Didn't make it. That was 34, Albert Schwartz. Albert Schwartz going to go to the free throw line. He's a 6'5" inch sophomore. Second foul of the second half on Seeger. First shot, nothing but net. Substitution back in the ballgame. We're going to see number 11. He's an original starter, 6 foot senior. That's Cameron Ford. Taking a breather for Seeger is 23, Michael Winchester. Both of them at the stripe. Well done right there, 34, Albert Schwartz. Out top of the basketball, they're working inside now. Kick it to the corner, 3 point shot on the way. Rims off with a go. Rebound, Clark Barrett. That shot taken by number four, Caden Peterson. Back the other direction. Clark Barrett, what a shot, he goes dribble in. Going to be a holding foul. He made the bucket. That was after the whistle. Not going to count. Foul's going to be whistled. Seeger Patriots 34, Christian Holland. Team foul number three. Christian Holland has one in tonight's contest. Ride the bucket. Look to bring it in. We're close to the 5 second call. No call. Clark Barrett going to get tied up right there. Pretty good effort. Number four, Caden Peterson locks it up with Clark Barrett in the positional arrow right there. Going to go back to the other direction. Going to go in the book as a turnover. They'll bring it in from the backcourt. Tossed in right there by Snedeker. Drilling across the timeline, 34, Christian Holland. Look at the left side, going to be stolen. Cut the other way. Central Catholic hard off the glass, then Major with go. Ball goes out of bounds, just saying last touch by Central Catholic. They're going to bring it 84 feet once again. Snedeker going to inbound the basketball to Christian Holland. Left-handed dribble. He'll walk across the timeline. He'll be picked up by Ben Mazur. He'll work that dribble now to pass it right side. Caden Peterson. Straight out top. He's got a triple threat available. Now he'll dribble Luke Plumer. He'll work it behind the arch. Snedeker for three. Rims out. Would go. Rebound. Secured at 24. Clark Obermiller. Back down the court. They get into Clark Barrett. He goes up for the shot. Couldn't get it to fall, but he'll shoot two. Substitution after this first shot. Going to be number 30 for LCC. It's Alex Hartbeck. He'll check in here in a moment. Also getting ready to check in for Seeger. It's 23, Michael Winchester. Clark Barrett's first shot, nothing but net. So let's check in right now, taking a breather for Central Catholic. 34, Christian. Take that back, 34, Albert Schwartz. Going to check out. So they'll talk it over right there. Second shot on the way, good for Clark Barrett. He made both of them. 42-22, a 20-point advantage for Central Catholic. 4:04 on the game clock. On the dribble, Seager. They'll work it back around, touches the hands of Luke Plumer. Out top of the basketball is Winchester. He'll bounce it back to teammate. He'll work the ball around. That's 34, Christian Holland. Behind the arc, right side, Caden Peterson. He'll dribble out of there. Going to be a reach-in foul. They're going to call a foul of 23, Tanner Fields. Tanner Fields pretty much in disbelief, and I didn't see too much pressure right there either. So back in the ballgame, we're going to see number 20 for Central Catholic, Nick Page. Third foul in the contest for Tanner Fields. He'll take a breather. From the corner, he'll work it down low in the paint. Left-handed floater, rimmed around, wouldn't go. A shot taken by Luke Plumer. Ball tipped out of bounds. Ball's going to be last touched by Central Catholic. So Seager underneath their own bucket will bring it in. Baseline right in the bucket. They'll bring it in right there. Plumer out top with the basketball. It's number 11, Cameron Ford. Ball's on the floor. Going to be called a kick. Going to be called an intentional kick. Had that official deemed the kick as unintentional, which could be played in without a whistle. So they're working from the baseline, left of the bucket. Going to be brought in by Christian Holland out top behind the arc. He'll dribble in now. It's Plumer. To get the ball back from teammate. Short off the mark, would go by a 12-footer. Back the other direction, Clark Barrett. Going to be a foul. It's going to be whistled as a charging foul. Setting up the charge was Caden Peterson. Looked like there was still some movement going on there. Not sure if they called the foul on Barrett because of a lowered shoulder. Not sure about that, but definitely the foul. The gentleman that drew the foul was moving. They call a foul. It's on Clark Barrett. That's three in the second half. They're going to call a double dribble right here on Winchester. Central Catholic going to get the ball back without a shot selection right there after the charging foul. But it cost them a foul to get the ball back. In the front court now with the basketball number 20, Nick Page. Ben Mazur around the perimeter. They're working around. Catches the hands of Hardebeck. They work it back to Clark Overmiller. Out top to Ben Mazur. They're going to call an offensive foul off the ball. Evidently an illegal screen. So there are three officials. They've got six eyes. They can see a lot of stuff. Back in the day, I mean, about 20 years ago or so, they just had two officials doing varsity contests. Three, much better. They got their own area that they cover. Working it down low. Turning that jumper block shot. The shot was taken by Law. Credit the block. 24, Overmiller. Back the other direction. They're working inside to Overmiller. In the paint. He'll take a shot. He'll get fouled in the act of shooting. Three defenders right there. Overmiller took a jump right there. 6'5". Overmiller, pretty good kicker on the Knights football team. That's an understatement. Shot on the way, good. Overmiller, good on the first. Substitutions in the ballgame. Central Catholic back in with Albert Schwartz. Also checking in for Central Catholic, 14, Billy Owens. I believe back in the ballgame, number 14 for Seager, Peyton Reynolds, and the second shot goes in. Two at the strike, 44-22. We're getting through the lane right there. Left elbow extended, three-point shot, wouldn't go. I take it by Caden Peterson. Rebound, Seager, credits the board, 14, Peyton Reynolds. They're working behind the arc. Around the arc, they're working down low in the paint. Shot taken by Caden Peterson. He got it recycled. It goes out of bounds. Better get this ball back to Seager. Central Catholic thought Seager was the last to touch it, but not so. They're going to bring it in from the corner. On the baseline, to be brought in by number 4, Caden Peterson. Bounce pass. They're working in to Cameron Law. Back out top. They're moving around the perimeter. Touches the hands of Peyton Reynolds. Back in the hands of Luke Plumer. Now back to Peyton. Back to Law. Law's on the dribble. Picks it up. They're working a skip pass right side behind the arc. That's Winchester. They take a long 21-foot shot. Wouldn't go. Straight away, they get the rebound. Central Catholic 14, Billy Owens. So we're going to see the front court, number 20, Nick Page, a move at left side with the basketball, 24 over Miller. Working around the perimeter, Nick Page, going to bounce one in, going to give and go. Give and go shot, good. Right there for Nick Page. Credit, a good bounce shot. Going to bounce pass by Schwartz. 46-22. 128 left here in the third quarter. Central Catholic Knights in front. And we'll remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. That's right there in Noblesville. Simply call 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 773-4800. That's a 317 area code. Up to 26 foot box trucks available. And a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from the travel. Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. 128 left. We're in the third quarter. Can be brought in by Seager. To the backcourt, picked up there by Cameron Laws. On the crossover, Billy over to the right side. Guarding him closely is Alex Hardebeck. They try to work it into Snedeker. Snedeker couldn't hold it. Ends up in the hands of Albert Schwartz. Out top of the basketball, picked up his dribble. Out top as number 20, Nick Page. Going to be a foul called. Going to be whistled on Central Catholic off the ball. Seager going to bring it in 84 feet. They're going to whistle that foul. 30, Alex Hardebeck. 107 clock moving. 46-22, Central Catholic by 24. On the dribble, Snedeker. He's going to go in the lane. Take a floater in the lane. Would go. Rebound out of there. Controlled by Albert Schwartz. He dishes off point guard, Nick Page. To the corner. They'll move it around. That's Alex Hardebeck. They'll move it back to Schwartz. They're working down low. Currently a jumper. Brings around, falls in. In the ball game for Central Catholic is number 50, Zach Kerr. Zach Kerr picked up his first 2 points of the ball game. He's a junior, 6'1". Clock's moving inside 28 seconds. Steal in the front court of Seager. Credit that steal to Zach Kerr. 21 seconds left in the third quarter. Out top of the basketball, they're moving around. Behind the arc, left elbow extended. He's got the dribble, he'll use it. That's Nick Page. Out top, they're moving around the perimeter. On the drive, it's hard to pick. Shot's going to go. Rebound fought for, picked up by Snedeker of Seager. They go to the front court. Baseline jumper, 3-2-point shot with Joe. That shot taken by 14. That was Peyton Reynolds at the end of the third quarter. After three quarters of play, Central Catholic in front, 48-22. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Century 21 Real Estate, that's Lisa Stokes there. She's got enthusiasm, she's got experience, and she's very knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes there, real estate agent, real estate broker. That's Lisa. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes there, Century 21 Chiefs. Chiefs Company is in Carmel. It's right across the line right there from Marion County to Hamilton County. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. She has done so since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. 4086. Lisa's so fair. She's got a passion to prove her professionalism. If you'll just let Lisa surpass your expectations. They'll bring the ball in fourth quarter. It's going to belong to Central Catholic. It passes through the backcourt. Picked up right there by Nick Page. He's being guarded closely right here, full court, by Christian Holland. He's going to pass it inside. It's going to be a blocking foul. They try to work it inside to Alex Hardebeck. They're going to whistle a foul, blocking foul. He was moving. And they're going to bring the ball in. A foul whistle. Seeger, number 11, Cameron Ford. He's got three in the contest. That's six thus far in the second half on Seeger. Central Catholic with five. Baseline. Going to be a block. They're going to call it jump ball. Got the hand on the ball. Didn't release it. That was short. Putting the hand on the ball right there. Good defensive play by Owen Snedeker. He'll bring the ball in to go the other direction. Alternating arrow. Gives it to Seeger. They're working around and try to get a pass. It's stolen in the front court. Right there. That's number 30, Alex Hardebeck. So we're going to Schwartz. Straight away, he'll dribble in and kick it to the corner. Baseline, two-point shot, and we go. Shot taken right there by Nick Page. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Central Catholic. Going to be brought in left of the bucket by Nick Page. They'll work it right there. Trying to get it in. They'll work it high. The glass is going to be stolen by the shortest guy on the court. That's Cameron Logs. Going to be a foul called in the front court. Seeger, no shooting foul yet. That's number six here in the second half, but it is a shooting foul. Meyer, shooting foul going to be taken right here by 23, Michael Winchester. Foul's whistled. Number 30, Hardebeck. He's got four. First shot off the mark would go for Winchester. It'll be four check-in for Central Catholic. Four players on the floor is 24, Clark Obermiller. Number 10, Ben Mazur. Number 50, Zach Kerr. Number 23, Tanner Fields. And 22, Clark Bear. He'll board the basketball after the missed free throw. Missed two at the stripe. 48-22 in the front court with the basketball. Central Catholic, 7:07 left in the fourth quarter. They'll work it down low. They'll get it into Clark Barrett. They'll put the ball on the surface. They'll get it tipped away, and it's going to end up being a jump ball. Ball's on the surface. You know when it's on the surface. Both teams going after it like it's the last thing left on earth. That's the way you do it. So the ball's going to belong to Central Catholic on the alternate possession arrow. Going to be brought on. Brought in right here left of the bucket. Going to be a foul off the ball before the entry pass. They're going to whistle this one. Central Catholic. That's going to be whistled on Zach Kerr. He picks up number one. Team foul number seven. Not a shooting foul. It's player control. 6:50 left in the ball game. Tipped away. That was Clark Barrett. Clark Barrett was looking to put one down right there, but he tipped it away so far it went out of bounds in front of the scorer's bench. So they'll give it back to Seeger. Taking a breather right there for Seeger. Number 11, Cameron Ford. Back in the ball game. Number 12, Luke Plumer. He'll be brought in the backcourt. Snedeker brings it in to Holland. Holland picks up his dribble left side, works it left side to Laws. Laws back outside to Holland. They're working around the perimeter, outside deep to the corner. Number four, that's Caden Peterson. He's on the dribble. Picking him up right there is Clark Barrett. On the dribble, going to be a foul, going to be a reach-in. And Zach Kerr going to pick up a quick second foul here in the fourth quarter. But put him on the stripe. This time it's going to be number 12, Luke Plumer. Be back in the stripe once again. 48-22, 6:28 left, fourth quarter. First shot good. Nothing but net. Net number 12, Luke Plumer. He's a 6'1" sophomore. He got into four games a year ago. He's a starter tonight. Second shot would go. 6:24 on the game clock. on the dribble. Then Major crossing the sideline. Cameron Law, foot for foot. Behind the arc, three-point shot, rims off. Wouldn't go. A shot taken outside the arc right there. 24. Clark over Miller. They're going to whistle a foul. Should be one and bonus. Central Catholic going to shoot. They're going to whistle that foul. It's going to be number three in the ballgame on number 12, Luke Plumer. Clark Barrett going to shoot. Free throw line to take the ball away from him. They double check. It's two shots. He was shooting. They're shooting a couple. First one all the way. I take that back. Might have been the 1-1. They were giving it up right there trying to get the rebound. No rebound needed. Clark Barrett earns the second shot with the 1-1 bonus. Second shot good. Nothing but net on both. 50-23. Cross the timeline with the basketball is Holland. He'll work it right side to Stedeker. Down the other corner, he'll get the ball back to Stedeker from Peterson. To the corner. Shot, three-point land, got it. That's Cameron Logs. Cameron Logs can absolutely shoot the basketball. 5'8" sophomore. 5:49 on the game clock. Working it to the outside, behind the arc, he'll bring it back out. That's Tanner Fields, works it back to Ben Mazur. To Clark Barrett, good. Sends it inside to Zach Kerr. Inside out play, three-point shot. Right elbow extended. Three-point bomb is good for Ben Mazur. 5:28 on the game clock. 53-26, baseline jumper. Wouldn't go. Back time. That was a two. Cameron Laws took the shot. Back the other direction. Ball's loose, tipped away by Snedeker. They go back the other direction. Spin move in the paint. Beautiful shot. Left-handed off the glass after the spin in the paint. 33, Owen Snedeker, a junior. 6'3", played a lot last year. 12.7 average. Snedeker, a year ago, saw 19 games he was on the floor. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be the last touch. Ty Seeger, going to be brought in by Central Catholic. Taking a breather is number 50, Zach Kerr. He gets a good hand clap from the audience. 53-28 to the baseline. We're working inside. Ben Mazur found Clark Barrett for two in the paint off the glass. 55-28, 4:42 on the game clock. Fourth quarter. Central Catholic going to sub in here momentarily with Billy Owens. 4:35, turnaround jumper, baseline, left-handed shot for Stedeker would go. Rebound put back, went right there in the paint to collect the basketball with number 12, Luke Plumer. He got the two-point bucket at 55-30. 4:20 on the game clock. Clark Barrett out top, he'll work it left side to Nick Page. Outside the arc, he'll move the ball back around. Overmiller works it left side. Off the glass, left-handed shot, layup, good. By 23, Tanner Fields. 4:02 left, 57-30. Three-point shot good. Left elbow extended for 33, Owen Snedeker. Snedeker from three-point land shooting pretty well. Fields with a two-point shot. That's Tanner Fields for two, Central Catholic. 59-33. Inside the arc, shot on the way, wouldn't go. Shot taken. By number 12, Luke Plumer. Rebound out of there, secured by Nick Page. Cross the timeline, double key. They pick the dribble up. Going to be a timeout. Going to be a 30-second timeout. Going to save the possession right there. That's Coach David Barrett. 3:27 left here in the fourth quarter. 59-33. And we'll go from there. And right now, they're taking a 30-second timeout. We'll remind you this game also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. That's in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new management. New ownership right there, no worries, same friendly faces, and same quality work. Also, we can now restore your classic cars and your classic trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at ATM Auto LLC. 325 on the game clock in the front court, Central Catholic, with the basketball, Colton Strickler. Colton Strickler in the game wears number 33, 6 foot junior. On the dribble, we're going to back outside. Right there, Albert Schwartz, cross court skip pass, and work at the Strickler. Back out, Nick Page. Straight away, 3 point shot, would go and hit the apparatus off of the bounce. They called it in the varsity game, it happened in the JV game, they let it go. That shot taken for 3 point land with 14, Kelly Owens. High carom off the rim, went up and caught the apparatus that holds the backboard still. So they're going to impound the basketball, they're going to Seeger. Brought in right there, Michael Winchester. Picking it up, Kristen Howell across the sideline. Going to pass it right side with the basketball, Peyton Reynolds. 3 point shot, good. Peyton Reynolds, going to be a foul on the play. Basket is going to count. Let's see where this foul is whistled. Evidently going to be whistled on Seeger, trying to maybe block out for the shot. So the basket goes in. He gets the bucket. Central Catholic walks the distance along with Seeger to the other foul line. They're going to shoot the one-and bonus. Left-handed shooter at the stripe. First one rims around, fell off, wouldn't go. At the free throw line right there was 32, Keaton Brooks. He's a sophomore, 6'1". Behind the arc, they move it back around. Number 12, Luke Plumer. They're working inside, off the glass a bit hard. Taking the shot right there. Hunter Thomas. They track it down. Hunter Thomas to end the ballgame. Where's number 21? Hunter Thomas, a 6 foot sophomore. Gonna be a foul in the front court. We're gonna whistle this on Billy Owens. Central Catholic foul. Whistled on number 14, Billy Owens. He's a senior, 5'10". Gonna get a conversation right here with head coach David Barrett. 2:35 on the game clock. At the free throw line for Seeger, 23, Michael Winchester. Another lefty. Quite a few lefties on the floor tonight. 2:35 on the game clock. Rimmed off when Joe tracked down his own board. In the front court now with the basketball. Long 3-point shot, short off the rim. That was Peyton Reynolds. Shot ready to go. Rebound, Central Catholic. Nick Page trying to cross the timeline. Going to be a hands-on foul right there. Going to be a foul whistled on Christian Holland, number 34. Number 20, Nick Page to the foul line. That's going to be the third foul in the ballgame on Christian Holland. He's going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame is Cameron Laws, number 3. Back in the ballgame for LCC is number 50, Zach Kerr, 6'1", junior. Ball rims around, fell off, wouldn't go. Nick Page, ball tipped out. Nick Page comes up with a rebound. They'll work it down low. They'll work it back to Zach Kerr off his hands. Going back the other direction. Cameron Laws. They kick it back out. Page trying to go a 3-point shot behind the arc. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by 14, Peyton Reynolds. They'll work it that direction. And they're going to work it in the front court. They're talking over right there. And in the front court with the basketball right now. Shot on the way. We'll talk to you after the game. So they're working back. No shot going to go. Back the other direction. Outside the paint. Shot going to go. He'll shoot twice. That's number 12 right here. Seeger. Luke Plumer. He'll go back to the free throw line. 1:44 left. He's going to shoot two times. Number 12, Luke Plumer, foul whistle on Zach Kerr. He's got three. 1:44 on the game clock. First shot is good. Lefty, Luke Plumer. 59-36. Throw it up once again. Left-handed shooter. Pretty good floater. He got both of them. 59-37. Going to enter the ball game. Back in the ball game, number 4, Caden Peterson, taking a breather, getting a good hand clap from the Seeger faithful, and why shouldn't he? Luke Plumer, a good ball game. 1:40, clock rolling in the front court, Central Catholic, 59-37. Central Catholic in front. Moving the basketball right there at 33, Colton Strickler. They're giving up to Zach Kerr way out top. They'll work it in. That's number 40, Bryce McCammon. Bryce McCammon is a sophomore, 6 feet tall. Saving the basketball from going out of bounds with Dick Page. Saves it right into the hands of Seeker Patriot, Peyton Reynolds. 3-point shot off the mark right there for Laws. Laws says it was a pass. They go under the bucket right there, get to pick it up out of the air, put it back in for two. 59-39, 1 minute left. We're going to back out top, 32, Keaton Brooks. Sophomore, 6'1", with the basketball out top, that's Nick Page. He'll dish off right there to Bryce McCammon. Left hand is shot on the way. Right elbow extended, ready to go. That shot taken by Keaton Brooks. 38 seconds left. They'll go off the glass. Left-handed layup. Good for Seeger. That's number 14, Peyton Reynolds. 5'10", sophomore. We're going to cross the timeline. 26 seconds left. Fourth quarter. 59-41. Central Catholic by 18. Out top of the basketball, Zach Kerr. They move the left side behind the arc, Colton Strickler. Back out top, Nick Page. Guarding Nick closely is Cameron Laws. They'll relax a little bit. 7 seconds left. Hold out top on the dribble is number 40, Bryce McCammon. Clock to the MCL. Four quarters in the book. Final four. Central Catholic, 59. Seeker Patriots, 41. They played three times in the last 3 years. They seem to win at their home gym. So they'll work it from there. They'll take exchange pleasantries across the way right there. And they'll work for another day. And we're going to see if might get an interview here momentarily. I believe we might. And then final score once again, Central Catholic, 59. Seeker Patriots, 41. We're going to talk right now. Talk right now. We've unplugged. We're waiting for this yelling to quit right here. We're going to talk to a good friend of mine. We're going to talk to Carson Barrett. Carson Barrett, I haven't seen you for a little while. How you been?
I've been doing good. Been busy, but glad I got to come out tonight and watch the CC team.
You're a sophomore at Purdue, right?
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, I know you walked on at Purdue. You play against the Purdue Boilermakers. You have fun.
I do. There's some good guys over here at Purdue, and we're trying to make them better every day, and that helps make me better every day. So,
Coach Painter probably pretty glad to have you.
He does. I think so. Me and Coach Painter have a pretty good relationship. We talk outside of basketball a lot, and yeah, he knows that I can do some things to help the guys get better.
I was broadcasting a game at Hamilton Heights in their old gym. It was a kickback game. I had no idea. Third quarter, somebody called me and said, you know who's setting up by you? I said, no. He said, Coach Painter.
Really? Man.
That's pretty cool. He's about my age.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I think back to your senior season, baseball. I'll tell you what, you hit two home runs, right?
My junior year, yep, I did.
Okay, you're must be your junior year. We were playing Boone Grove over there at Plymouth. One run game. You was on third base, I think, with one out, and we were trying to score you bad.
I was on third and kind of got unlucky on some outside pitches, and they called them strikes. So yeah, it was unlucky.
Yeah, I watch it. Do you draw a line over there on the other chalk?
No.
Are you playing any baseball now?
I'm not. I like to play some catch every once in a while, though. So yeah.
I know a lot of universities, Purdue, IU, they have a baseball team that travels that's not really related directly to the school. You remember that?
Yeah. I think like an intramural type. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't do that. I'm just too busy right now with school and basketball and stuff like that.
I know I asked you about when you was a freshman or sophomore if you'd rather play baseball or basketball in college, and I think we know the answer.
Yeah, basketball. I do miss baseball, though. Missing my senior year because of COVID really sucks. But I do miss baseball. I watched the 5 to 10 games this past year, so I still enjoy it.
Hey, why, your brother played a pretty good quarterback position this year.
Yeah, he did. He had a good season. Didn't go as far as he wanted to, but I was proud of him. He had a good 4-year career.
He was rated nationally, and even games that I broadcasted that didn't include Central Catholic, I brought his name up and mentioned nationally. I think he was number 5 one time.
Really? I did not know that.
He threw it. He was 307 yards per game when he snuck his way down to about 280.
Yeah, I mean, he could throw the ball here at TC. Coach May likes to get the ball out and hit multiple receivers and spread the defense out. So,
say what, your dad's a pretty good coach.
I enjoy watching him after I've been done, just see how crazy he is in the stands.
You think coaching is in your forecast?
I hope so. I'll talk to Coach Payne about it. I would love to get into college coaching right after. Maybe be a TA either at Purdue or somewhere else, but if it came down to it, I'd love to coach high school basketball one day.
What's your major at Purdue?
The major right now is accounting, but I'm going to be switching to organizational leadership for the second semester this year.
Okay, well, I don't want to hold you here all night, because you know I could talk to you all night. Thank you for helping put me in sports.
Appreciate it. I appreciate you covering me for 4 years.
So, now we're going to conclude right here. We thank you for listening. Put me in sports. We'll be back in this gym on December 10th. December 10th, that's a Friday, 7:30 for the varsity game. Culver Academy will be right here with Lafayette Central Catholic. We'll cover that game then. And until then, check the website, and we thank you for listening. We thank my wife, Paula, back home for sound check and doing some behind-the-scenes work today. We're thankful. Robbie Kendall, AudioSportsOnline.net. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.